The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. WTBQ. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and I proudly say that because I enjoy working so much with A&T Healthcare. This morning, I'm joined by my wife, Ann Fella, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services for A&T Healthcare, as far as overseeing the quality improvement component.
Good morning.
Good morning. And today, our guest is Frank Borelli, who's a very good friend of mine from way back when. He is going to be our guest. He's a councilman in the town of Clarkstown. He's also on A&T's board. And he is the son of one of our patients. And he's going to give a caregiver's perspective as far as like what it's like when you're working with a home care agency. And, you know, just what to expect. As I said, the name of the show is Health Matters, and we're all from A&T Healthcare. One of the things that our show is that we talk about issues that are pertinent to you, issues that may affect your life. We talked about, last week we had about healthy lifestyles, about nutrition. We've talked about advanced directives, medication safety. We have a whole litany of programs and that we are planning for the future. But as we always say, we asked our listeners from WTBQ, if you have any suggestions or things that you would like to hear, please let us know about it. It is important because we're here to inform the people of Orange County, but I know we do have streaming online. I hope my friend from Charlotte is listening. But the idea is it is streaming online at WTBQ on the internet. And again, this is something that is an informative show. The important thing that I want to stress is that we do take calls on this particular show. If anyone wants to share any of their experiences at 651-1110. You know, those are the call numbers for the radio station. Before we start, I just wanted to talk. I believe Frank had been talking about it this morning, but yesterday I spoke at the Warwick Rotary Club at the Landmark Inn, and it was really a very great experience. And Frank, it's my understanding you're very active. You were former president of the New City Rotary, correct?
Right. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Ann. Yes, many years ago, and I'm still active with the New City Rotary. And the Rotary is a terrific organization in every community because it's a way for local business people to get involved in a civic level, help their community, help the not-for-profits, but also be an advocate for each other and to try to be successful business owners in the community.
It's just fantastic. They had given a donation. I forget how much the amount was. Is for the Humane Society, and they brought up a subject that really was very disturbing to me, and I never realized it. But what it was is that they're saying sometimes if there are forms of domestic violence, and unfortunately that does happen in our society, is that many times people, the person doesn't want to leave the home because they're afraid that their pets are still going to be there. And they're concerned with the pets. So they've been working with Safe Haven that if they did have to get out of the house, that they could bring their pets along. That these are things that you never think about how that can occur. But this was a donation to the Humane Society. It was just a great organization. My topic that I spoke about actually was on home care and aging in place. And what was kind of comical about is when Frank and Taylor got me the, to be able to speak, they said, well, Peter, you have 20 minutes. Save 5 minutes at the end so that you're able to have questions. Well, anyway, my 20 minutes turned out to be only 9 minutes. And it was like, I'm going and going. And then all of a sudden, it was like this, it reminded me of the movie Bye Bye Birdie, where, where the Russian orchestra had to play faster so they had more time. But I went through the whole thing and I did finish it.
They really cover a lot of issues there at the Rotary meeting. So.
But I did say to them, one of the things that the Rotary has is that they have a commitment with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as far as eradicating polio by the year of 2018. And I went on to say is that my specialty was infection control, and I did talk a little bit about vaccines and about how vaccines are, if you cannot have a disease, it's much better not to have the disease than to have the disease. And, you know, I think, Ann, we were saying, like, it's hard to believe that this is still exists in today's society. Really, I mean, a lot of things, we have complaints about our healthcare system, but there are a lot of things that we do take for granted. But anyway, it was fun. Today's topic, I'm losing track.
Yeah, really.
I'm moving very quickly.
Did you want to just have Frank talk a little bit about, introduce himself?
Yes, go ahead, Frank. Yes.
Okay. Again, good morning, and thanks for inviting me to be with you today. I'll just a quick introduction. I'm a resident of New City in Rockland County. I've lived there pretty much my whole life, other than going away to college. But what you invited me here today to talk about, it was A&T Healthcare, and I think the impact it's had on our family. And I really am very proud to be here and do that. Mm-hmm. My mom has multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed, I guess, when I was very young as a kid. I have one brother, and growing up, it was something, you know, my mom obviously has dealt with, and my dad. But as a family, we're very tight because of it. We're very close, and we support each other. And we always had the need for care for my mom with her condition. And in the beginning, you know, we really couldn't afford to go out and hire a professional agency like A&T Healthcare. And we weren't really sure about what kind of care she needed. And I guess my brother and I would always be there. I mean, I remember vacuuming when I probably was about 7 or 8 years old and doing things around the house. It made me grow up real quick. But we used, an ad in the paper, and you never knew who was coming in the door.
Right.
So I guess what we're going to talk about today is that why it's beneficial to use an agency like A&T Healthcare, right, where you know that the person that comes into your home is taking care of one of your loved ones, is somebody who's a professional, who's been trained properly, mm-hmm, who has been screened. I mean, these days you don't know who's coming into your home, right?
That's right. That's right.
The one thing that is important, and really, and this is great, we're hearing it from, you know, a person that is doing it right now, is that home care is being utilized more and more in our healthcare delivery system, because what happens is that it's a lot less expensive to have someone being cared for in their home as opposed to staying in a hospital or even a nursing home for an extended period of time. And again, going back to my days of infection control, is that the longer you're in a hospital, the greater your risk is of developing what is called a nosocomial infection.
Absolutely.
Which is a hospital acquired infection. So it is being utilized much more. The other thing, not so much that it's even it's less expensive, but there is actually a better outcome. And by better outcome, I mean is that there's less of a chance of you being readmitted into the hospital again. I mean, it's always important that if you're being discharged, you want to make sure that you're in the proper environment so that you are able to do the correct things that are necessary for your recovery. I know that sometimes, Frank, this is what Frank will be sharing, and that, you know, sometimes there is an adjustment, like all of a sudden, I don't like using the term stranger. Oh, there's going to be a stranger in my house, because the way that goes is that I remember saying this to Dale and Frank, is that, yeah, they were strangers the first day I met them, but the next day we're no longer strangers. So granted, you may have a healthcare worker for the first day, they may be a stranger, but after that, they get to know everyone, and then it would be,
you know,
like
you touched a little bit on hiring privately, and that person is a stranger. You know, you're not really getting any references or anything like that. So when you're working with a home care agency, they know the person, so they're not a stranger to the agency. You know, you're getting to know them as your healthcare worker, but they've done the screening and the training.
You talk about training. I guess when my brother and I were young, we were able. My mom, needs, to be lifted, from the bed to the bathroom and things like that. And my brother and I would help out with those chores. And lifting a patient is probably the biggest risk for the patient.
The patient.
When you're transferring them. And I know that the procedures in place at A&T Healthcare to make sure that transfer not only protects the patient, but protects the aide. And that is critical, because you don't want to be in a position where you do any harm to that patient. And if you have somebody coming in who just answered an ad in the paper, and it's going to be either a companion or call themselves out as a healthcare worker, and they're really not.
And maybe lifted somebody.
Maybe never lifted anybody before. They could do some very, very severe harm to the patient and themselves.
That's right.
And that's why I think it's so important the way the folks at your company are able to
And that's a very important point that was brought. That's part of our OSHA training, is that doing transfers, that when you work for an agency such as A&T, you want to protect your employers so that they don't contract an infectious disease, and also that they don't injure themselves making a transfer. And I'll be giving you a little plug later on, but there's going to be a caregivers conference next week, which I'll talk about later. I'm going to be doing a presentation on using good body mechanics, because a lot of the caregivers were saying, what is the proper way to transfer someone? And the key thing is that you don't want to hurt the patient, but guess what? You don't want to hurt yourself. Right. And again, by using it properly, it can be safe in that regard. And that goes back to the training.
Right. You touched on something before. Why is it important to keep the patient, your loved one, in their home? Infectious disease, obviously, you go into a hospital, you always hear you come out with an infection. And in the times my mom's been hospitalized, that was always our biggest fear. So I understand that. But I think there's a mental health aspect of it as well, which is even more important. It's maintaining somebody as part of your family. It's very easy to say, let's put somebody in an institution, or whether it be a nursing home, or go to the hospital. But if you have the ability, and that's why I think we're moving towards that, mm-hmm. in society, mm-hmm. where we're able to provide the proper health care in the home. But the difference is, I know my mom has had such a terrific attitude with her condition, never let it get her down. She's always, never even really even acknowledges there's anything different and that she has any barriers in her life. And that's what, I love her to death anyway, but
yeah.
I think that's something that I really, really have respected over the years. But what I'm getting at is the fact that my dad has been so dedicated to her, and we've been able to have her at home with us all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Sharing
not,
the daily
not going to,
yeah,
not
life.
Going, right, not right. going to visit her somewhere, mm-hmm. where she's being taken care of by somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's what an agency like A&T Healthcare has allowed us to do.
So true.
And be confident. And my dad had a very important job, and he would be traveling, and he'd have to leave my mom at home. That was okay when my brother and I were in high school and we lived at home. But then my brother and I went to college, and right. then there were times when she might be alone, and he tried to take her on trips. And actually, many times, the aides at A&T Healthcare accompanied my mom and dad,
right.
quite frankly, around the world, wherever they went, and they took care of her the same way there. So,
right. And it's like, you're right, the barriers are not there. You do your daily life and your routine just like you would if you were healthy.
Exactly. And it's just you have somebody in the home who's helping you with things that we're not really qualified to do, whether it be giving certain medication, mm-hmm. whether it be an injection,
right.
caring for a wound,
right.
Bed sore.
I had to do something like that.
And then the fact that you have the supervision where we have a registered nurse come in and oversees the care of the health care worker. Mm-hmm. It just, the professionalism, I can't speak highly enough of it.
Paramount.
And the fact that that kind of supervision is so important.
That's great. In fact, you are speaking from the heart. When we come back, we will ask Frank about what advice he may have for someone who's selecting a home care agency. You are listening to Health Matters from A&T Healthcare.
Davis Sports Shop has been owned and operated by the Davis family since 1948. They are New York's number one source for firearms, ammunition, hunting, archery, fishing, and more. They stock all the best names for hunters, fishing enthusiasts, and anything outdoors. With a complete line of clothing apparel, Davis Sports Shop can get you looking good in brands such as Under Armour and Lacrosse for the best outdoor experience. Located at 120 Route 17 in Sloatsburg, New York, contact them by phone at 845-753-2198 and learn why Davis Sports is the place to be today.
Donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Whether it runs or not, they'll tow it away for free. And Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, so your donation is tax-deductible. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. And you'll be making a difference to those who need help. Call right now, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now and donate your car. Call 1-800-680-8964. That's 1-800-680-8964.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once-a-year savings to help you spring all out for less. Right now, buy any Ortho Home Defense, Weed Be Gone, Roundup or Roundup Extended Control with Comfort Wand, and get a free refill. Let's stock up now before weeds come calling and bugs come crawling. Let's do this. With Spring Black Friday savings right now on Ortho and Roundup, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection may vary by store. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time. That
jazz. This is Frank Lowell. Tune in every Sunday morning at 9 and Sunday night at 11 for And All That Jazz on WTBQ. You'll hear music of every style. It's the most eclectic show on radio. That jazz.
Okay, welcome back. It's Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. I'm here with my wife, Ann Feller, as well as Frank Borelli, who is the son of one of our patients. Frank, I want to thank you so much for your busy schedule. I know you're the Clarkstown town councilman, and we're refraining from talking about politics. You could have spoken with the three amigos on the show beforehand, okay? So we're not going to encroach on their show. But we do want to thank you. But I also want to thank you how I was able to book Frank for this this particular show is that he was getting his haircut at Bruno's in New City, and we get the haircut from the same gentleman. And I said, hey, can you go on the show? And we took care of it there. I just hope that people don't start avoiding me. Oh, there's that Peter Feller guy. He wants to get me on the show. Oh, God, he's always asking me every
can
time.
Can I do that?
Can I do that? Can I do that? So
I'm okay.
All right, but I do thank you very much. You have a very busy schedule and all that stuff. And again, we won't be talking politics. Frank, the question I have is that what advice do you have for someone who may be selecting a home care agency?
Well, like any provider of a service, you should ask for referrals from friends or others that are using that type of service. So you want to get a recommendation. I think it was easy for us. My dad knew Tony Babington, who's the founder, one of the founders of A&T Healthcare. Yeah. So when we went from arranging care directly ourselves to hiring a professional agency, it was pretty easy for my dad. He had a very strong trust and good relationship with Tony, and it was very easy to go to A&T Healthcare because of that relationship, and he knew about her, and he knew about the quality of the firm and the way they provided aids. But in terms of what a person was looking now, you should look who's in your area, who has the most coverage, if you will. Because one of the important things is important. I think that you can have an aide, that's great, but what happens if the aide gets sick? They have a family emergency, and they're not able to come to your home that day.
Well, carb trouble.
Whatever it might be. Right. You don't want to be left stranded with your loved one without anybody to take care of, because now either you can't go to work, or they're not getting the care they need, or it'll impact you. But you should be looking for agencies that have the size and the scope of an A&T Healthcare, where they have the ability to have, they don't have five aides. You have hundreds of aides.
Yeah, about 900.
900, right? You don't necessarily have to be always that big, but the resources you have available are tremendous. The young lady or woman that takes care of my mom, her name is Nicola, love her like a member of the family. And, you know, like anybody else, she needs to go on vacation. She needs time off.
Right.
And, you know, the fact when she leaves, it's so easy to get somebody who's as qualified, and we can trust the same way we trust Nicola. Right. Still not Nicola.
But yeah, there's nothing like her.
It's nothing like her, but when she can't be there or she has, you know, something she needs to do, she needs time off. Everybody needs to have a day off.
It's important, too, you know, at A&T Healthcare, whenever there's a change of the aide, the nurse is involved. The nurse goes in. She makes sure that the new aide coming onto the case knows what to do.
Exactly.
She goes over the plan of care. She discusses the special needs of the patient and makes sure that that aide is ready to do the job that the regular aide, you know, is doing. So that's very important.
A few weeks ago, my dad and I, my daughter goes to University of Delaware, and we were going to go down and visit her. She was involved in a dance raising money for pediatric cancer. And we were going to stay overnight, which is a big deal for my dad. He never wants to leave my mom alone.
Doesn't want to leave, right.
And he said, well, I got to see if Nicola is going to be working that weekend.
Right,
that's how important aide or the home care worker we have is to our family. He wasn't ready to leave the area unless that individual was there.
He has such trust then.
And, you know, again, that really, to me, sums it up about A&T, because if you feel that strongly about somebody, you should you know, really easy, make it easy to recommend to other people. And that's why you go mm-hmm. back to the original question.
Right, right, the recommendations.
You've got to talk to people who've used the service. And I think if you do that, and again, with you guys, it's easy because you'll only get positive recommendations.
But it's
easy to say for us because I know you'll get that. But
no, but absolutely, marketing, that the best marketing is word of mouth because mm-hmm. people can share their mm-hmm. actual experience and what's actually happening. And also, like, as far as the training, and really thank you for being so complimentary to the AIDS, but one of the important things that I always stress, again, I'm the director of education at A&T Healthcare, is that we train our HHAs and our PCAs, and part of the process is there's an interview process that's involved. And I've always said this, is that it takes a certain kind of person to be in the healthcare field, be it a nurse, a physical therapist, a home care aide, or a personal care aide. It takes a certain kind of person. They have to be compassionate. I always remember many times people, when you hear compassionate, that they associate that with weakness. But I always associate it with strength, that someone that can be compassionate and empathize with what someone is going through. And that's what's important, what we try to do. And many times I do have some candidates that come in and they've never had any direct care, they worked at Macy's or Lord & Taylor, what have you. But I always try to ask, well, why do you want to go into this field? I want to hear what they're saying. And those are the buzzwords that I want to hear. I want to be helpful. I like, you know, being with people. I like talking. So that is a very involved process.
That's true. And you know, that you talk about the importance of the interview. That's where we really get to know the person that we're hiring that's going to be doing this job. And you interview them, you get to know them. We do the training. We are certified by the state of New York to conduct the home health aid training, and we also do criminal background checks. You know, we ensure that those aides are, you know, okay to work. They're approved by the state of New York to work, and that's so important. And like you said, when you hire somebody out of the newspaper, you don't know where they were necessarily before. You know, they came to you.
And now, even the references,
there
like
are good
said.
People out there, and yeah. I won't downplay
no,
that.
No, there are good people.
But
had,
you don't always know. You know, I'm sure you've had some personal experience.
Oh,
with,
you want to hear one?
Sure. We'll keep it light.
We'll keep it light.
We can keep it light, yeah. Okay?
Well, we won't use any names.
No, but I was actually in high school at the time. There was a worker we hired, like, you know, directly, and she just left.
Right.
I came home, found that my mother was stranded on the couch.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't
Nobody
get up
there,
by herself.
Left alone in the house. She just walked out.
Couldn't call for help, probably.
Could not. No, took the phone away from her, actually. I don't know what was going through this woman's head, but she just decided that she didn't want to work there anymore and left. And that was probably
That's very distressing.
Scariest, I mean, distressing absolutely. Thing that as a family absolutely. We ever went through. You trust somebody. Yeah. To be with your mother, your loved one, and they walk out, and that's why you need right. a company like you guys. It just right. doesn't. That's it in a nutshell. You can't.
And the aides, you know, are trained. Then you don't leave a case. You don't leave the patient by themselves. You don't leave them without some way to call for help. Right. I mean, that's so important and so paramount to the care. So that's how. So it starts with the initial interview, the background check, the training, and then we also have a nurse that goes in, right, to your
right.
home before
right.
you said in the beginning that you didn't even know what kind of care your mom needed. Who helps you make those decisions or helps
the actual
plan
registered
that?
Nurse who
the
visits
registered
the house,
nurse
right.
comes and they assess the patient, they evaluate the need.
And we've had different, you know, when my mother's condition or various things have gotten more critical, that's when mm-hmm. we have the more critical care.
Right.
And the
mm-hmm.
fact that you have that wide, varied level of services available to us is really what makes it easy.
And what I always stress when I teach my class, and I really am very committed, my joke that I have is that I always remember the old days with George Foreman. He used to have the George Foreman grill and all that stuff. And what he said at the infomercial was that my signature is on that grill, and if it wasn't good, I wouldn't put it on there. And what I say is that, you know, I have to sign an affirmation to the state of New York that this person is competent and this person would be a good HHA or a PCA. And I always say, if I'm going to sign that, I want to make sure that you're good. And I always joke with them. I said, on the back of your your shirt, it's saying trained by Peter, okay? Because I'm the one that, and I have a lot of pride in it. And what I stress to them is that they're, you can argue like is the entry level, like be the, but they are so important. They are like the cornerstone to successful home care in the sense that we talked about the oversight of the nurse, but they are the ones that could see these little nuances, yeah. Something that's not happening that wasn't normal. And I always teach them is that it's observe, record, and report. And you don't report everything that you record. But the key thing is that I always teach them what is objective and subjective is that, you know, you don't call up and say, but my lesson that I always give on objective and subjective is that if I say, I'll be right back, and you know, someone may think, well, that's 5 minutes, we'll be back, someone 10 minutes, that's considered subjective because you could ask four people at four different times, whereas objective is I say, I will be here at back in 5 minutes, so you look at your watch and you know 5 minutes. So I always train them that when they are making observation, use objective things. The patient is having difficulty breathing. They're perspiring because whatever they're saying on the phone, the person at the other end understands exactly what's happening. And that's the one where there may have to be something where, you know, they may have to make a call to the doctor or something like that. But this is something where they have to have confidence. Okay? And then, again, we're on Health Matters. And with A&T Healthcare, I'm here with Frank Borelli and my wife, Ann Fella. And when we come back, we'll talk about, you know, how important it is. Frank, share more of his experience with A&T and having your mother at home at all times.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Allstate agent Dan Castricone at 845-623-0202 and start planning for your retirement today.
Crime. It's everywhere, even in our beautiful Hudson Valley. Now there is a source to keep you on top of what's happening, who's been arrested, what crime has occurred, and who the police are looking for. It's called MidHudsonMostWanted.com, the Hudson Valley's only daily online source to keep you alert. Log on, MidHudsonMostWanted.com, a division of Statewide News Network Incorporated.
Hi, my name is Leo Cadis from Leo Cadis Ford, located on Route 94 in Warwick, New York. I am also a Warwick Valley Rotary Club member. Were you aware that we provide resources and funds to Guiding Eyes and SAD, Students Against Destructive Decisions, through events like the June 10 party? To find out more on how you can make a difference in your community, give me a call at 986-1131 and you can learn to put service above self. This message was brought to you by the Warwick Valley Rotary Club, www.warwickvalleyrotary.org.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for the latest in legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
We'll see a good deal of sunshine today. A couple of high clouds here and there late in the afternoon with a high of 60 to 65. It'll be cloudy tonight with some rain showers, so probably coming in after midnight, low in the mid to upper 40s. Then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with an early shower, then drying out in the middle of the day with a high 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night down in the upper 40s, and Saturday partly sunny and warm in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller, and I'm joined by my wife Ann Feller and Frank Borelli, who's the son of one of our patients, and he's sharing his different experiences, you know, dealing with different agencies. Now, Frank, you said there was a question. We're going to reverse a little bit. Frank, you have a question for Ann and I. Why don't you present us?
We were just thinking, you know, we've always had a good person at our home that you've provided. We have a great person now. And I always wonder, how do you make sure that that person's a good fit for the family? Because, you know, it's more than that they're qualified, that they have the right medical skills, if you will, or
right.
home care skills. There's also sometimes, you know, chemistry, right?
Absolutely.
And how do you make sure, and how do you test and go back to both the family and to the aide to make sure it's the right fit?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it starts at the beginning. When you call A&T Healthcare, you speak to a registered nurse. That registered nurse is going to take all the information about what you need, what kind of care you need, where your home is, if you have pets in the house, what diagnosis you have, who's your doctor, what kind of medications you're on, and what kind of service you think you might need. Because a lot of times sometimes people will call and say, I need a nurse. Sometimes they need a home health aide.
Right.
So it's two different things. So that nurse is going to take your information, and she's going to answer any questions you have about what does it cost? Does my insurance cover it? What does insurance cover? This is the insurance I have. We'll call your insurance also and see what, you know, if it will be covered. So that nurse right there, right at that first phone call, is going to spend some time talking to you about everything that you're going to need. And everything
like advanced directives, and, there's
right,
different questions on
that. Advanced directives and such.
That explains why we've always had the perfect person at the house. Okay.
Well, that's a really good start. From there, once you've decided that you're going to come with A&T Healthcare, you're going to get a call from our scheduling coordinator. These people are going to talk to you about what times you need, how often you need, what days you want. Are there any special things that they need to know about the home? And who's your contact person? And then they're going to take that information and they're going to look at who their list of staff are that's going to fit this need. Now, they're going to say, I have so-and-so. They're, you know, going to be available on these days. And so then they're going to set up a time to start. When you start, when that first moment that aide is going to be coming to your house, a nurse is going to come. The nurse is going to come and do an assessment. She's going to make sure that this is the right person for the care. Are they going to be able to do the things that they need to do? You know, home health aides, they do household chores and daily tasks. They might do laundry, cooking, shopping. They will help get you dressed, get you bathed, get you dressed, cook your meals, make the foods that you like to make. And the nurse is going to talk to you about this, and she's going to do a full assessment.
You're part of the process. The family's
the
part
family
of the process. What
and
you want,
they're gonna ask
and
you
we
questions.
Want to adhere to it. Absolutely.
And they're going to spend a good amount of time asking you questions, taking a look at your full lifestyle, your diagnosis, right down to what you like to have for breakfast. So, and they're going to call your doctor. And they're going to talk to your doctor. The nurse is going to call your doctor. They're going to get an order for the care. They're going to go over the medications, make sure what you have that you're taking is what you should be taking. And they're going to help coordinate that, you know, with the nurse aide, that this is what the person is on and when they need to take it. The nurse aide can't give the medication, but she can remind you.
Prompting and cueing, it's cool. The other point that I wanted to make is that even when the nurse first comes, is that they do an assessment of the home for any hazards,
right.
Okay?
Right.
I know Ann's going to get mad at me for saying this, but we have
so
the one over a carpet.
It's
there's like
not.
A little line in it.
And is it home?
Yes. That's not
and,
true.
And what it is that if you were...
You're going to get a honey to-do list soon,
yeah,
so watch out.
You're
going to
get a big list.
but if you went into someone's home, that could become a hazard if someone, let's say, had a knee replacement or hip replacement and they had to use a walker, and it might not be readily, you know, it was never causing a problem, but now that you're on a walker, that could in fact become a problem. So
Absolutely.
That's something that they would have to really point out. But we want the input from the family, and the key thing is that we want to make sure that they become as independent as they can. That's what's important. You're not there to do everything for them, but you're there to assist them for the things that they're not able to do.
So, then after the nurse spends the time there, she's going to go over all the plan with the home health aide, who is going to now take over. Now, there might be people that don't fit you're very fortunate. You've had some really terrific people. You have a wonderful person right now. Not everybody, you know, gets along. Maybe yeah. there's something just personality-wise it's not working out. You can call A&T Healthcare 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you will get a nurse if you need to speak to the nurse.
And that's what's
and
important.
We can change the aid, and when the aid is changed, the nurse will go in again, and she will reevaluate and make sure,
yeah.
right, they make sure that aide knows what to do. And they do visit at least every 3 months, usually before that, just to see how things are going and to make sure that the plan is that's in place is the right plan and doesn't need to be changed.
Right, and even like they review with the aide, they're like, you know, the patient is a diabetic, they would go over, this is some signs, if they have a low blood sugar, high blood sugar, just to go over the diet. So there's all these things that, you know, it's not that you're on your own, but the idea is you do have the oversight. And again, it's always in terms of calling if there was some kind of question. Frank, I have something in regard to, I know a lot of times people, I know when I was at the Bi-Local event, we had a booth at the Galleria in Middletown, Crystal Run, and, you know, people start talking, gee, I don't know if I need home care at this time, and they start, you know, giving, like, different scenarios and things like that. Could you tell us, when did it look like, gee, you really need something more permanent and that it was just becoming a little overwhelming for your family? What point did that kind of trigger? I really got to get more oversight as far as doing this.
Well, I think it was as my mother's condition became more acute. The simple things that we all take for granted, you know bathing, going to the bathroom by ourselves, you know, lifting objects, walking.
Things we take for granted.
Yeah, the simple things that we do every day, you know, just going, getting up and picking up something off the couch across the room, became more and more difficult for my mom. And again, it was easier when my brother and I were in the house. My dad was at work. But I think as my brother and I got older and we went to school, mm-hmm. and we weren't around all day.
That's the sandwich generation we always talk about on the show. The sandwich generation is that, you know, you may have parents that you may be caring for, and you have your own families, that children that you may be caring for, as well as you may have jobs. So there's a lot that's going on in your life.
Right. And I guess as a 10 or 11-year-old, you're really not qualified to dispense medicine and help your mom if she needed an injection or all the things that your folks are so well-trained in. And those are things, and at that point, it became, I think, more necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of the physical also, I think. Lifting somebody from, because my mom is in a wheelchair, from a wheelchair now to the bathroom or to the bed. Again, we talked about this earlier, about how critical it is to make sure that person, you know, you're not taking a basket of potatoes, you're taking your mother, your sister, your father, whoever it might be. This is the most precious thing in the world that's being transferred from one place to another.
Yeah.
And while we would do it, you know, we're not professionals. You know?
Right. And you might not know when it's time to have a special piece of equipment in the house.
Which we do now.
But who helps make that decision? The registered nurse does when she comes to do that assessment. She assesses how the person is able to move, how much support you're providing. And that's when things like, do you need a special lifter, or maybe you need a hospital bed, or maybe you need some alterations to your wheelchair if you have a wheelchair. Some people need to have special devices in their bathroom, grab bars, special raised toilet seats, walk-in, roll-in showers, roll-in bathtubs. Those things, and the nurse is the one that's going to help to make that decision for you.
Right, and I remember Joanne from our Kingston office, she said, Peter, did you ever see this before? But they have like a special slider. It almost looked like a slide to go into the
bathtub.
In the bathtub. And I never saw that before. So like, again, the technology, I think that's going to be our program for next
we
week.
Might
about,
need a,
really
that,
should. Yeah. Yeah. There's so many things that are
so
available
many,
to
yes.
folks that have mm-hmm. different disabilities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've seen them all. So you're able to, like you said, advise your clients what they are.
Right. Yeah, there'll be an occasional time somebody will come into my office and say, have you ever seen this? And they'll bring me a picture and we'll talk about it and we'll find out this is like the best thing in the world, that, you know, whether it's a special tub chair or a special wheelchair or a special lifting device. So
yeah, I think
there is a lot out there, and the nurses know. They do their research and they know what you need.
And that's good. That's part of it. Like, you have to, you know, like, solve the problems and stuff like that. And again, you have, like, a lot of resources. That's the one thing I have to say about the internet. Like, you have all this information that's available, and then you could, you know, determine, you know, which is the best way of proceeding.
That's fit for you.
That's right.
You know, there's nothing like taking care of your own loved one,
right.
Providing the care, and it's very special to do that. And I imagine that it is also a good feeling knowing that you have somebody else who's not a family member necessarily, but is like a family member taking care of your loved one.
I know that's our motto, right? We treat our patients like family. Okay, that's written, you know, front and
that's
center,
true.
And that's how it is. And we walk the walk. I always say, you know, like,
right.
as far as doing it.
That's
and
right.
again, you have to enjoy what you're doing, and it is important. It is important that you want the very best. You know, for your loved ones, and that was what I was even talking about yesterday. Like, people are living well into their 90s and all the surgical procedures that are being done, but the key thing is you have to care for them when they get discharged from the hospital, or, you know, they can stay at home. And I think we've already kind of highlighted that you know, when you're in the home, you see the pictures of your family, you see, like, the garden. If you have pets, I mean, pets are wonderful, and those are all good things. Okay. When we come back, we will be summarizing the points to notice, just to go over. And again, it's Peter Fella with A&T Healthcare on Health Matters with Frank Borelli and Ann Fella.
Hi, this is Dr. Cal Hargis. Imagine sitting back in a comfortable recliner, lights dimmed, and watching a favorite movie or cartoon while your brain plays the movie. If you are producing the correct brain waves that will improve your brain function, the movie plays smoothly. If not, the movie stops. When the movie stops, your brain wants to see the movie, so it works to produce the correct waveforms, while I set a threshold to control how often the cartoon or movie stops to ensure the experience is enjoyable, even for small children. Neurofeedback is a very sophisticated method to allow your brain to treat itself to regulate abnormal brain waves that have been associated with a host of brain-related conditions like ADHD, anxiety, depression, OCD, autism, and Tourette's. Neurofeedback works. It's fun, safe, and drugless. With Neurofeedback centers both in Warwick and now in New Windsor, call 845-986-5500 for a free consultation or visit warwickbrainandspinetherapy.com.
Suburban Propane is committed to the needs of our customers and the community. Where your neighbors, friends, and relatives and our employees take pride in getting involved in community events, volunteering, and buying from local businesses right here in the Hudson Valley. We also enjoy serving thousands of customers in our neighboring areas with the propane, fuel oil, and kerosene they need to keep warm, safe, and comfortable all year long. Backed by service that's available 24/7, 365. In fact, for more than 80 years, Suburban Propane has been delivering warmth and comfort to homes and businesses with a proven track record based on reliability, safety, and integrity. For a limited time only, become a new Suburban Propane gas customer and receive 25 free gallons toward your first fuel delivery, free installation to an existing gas line, a free safety check, and free heating equipment service plan for 1 year. That's right, all free of charge. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2171 or 1-800-PROPANE, or visit us on the web at suburbanpropane.com. Proud sponsors of the Orange County 4th of July fireworks.
I'm Hank Gross, publisher of MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's daily e-news source. We at MidHudsonNews.com know we've got a winner when the TV news and newspapers log on for leads on breaking stories. You too can find out what's going on around the Hudson Valley long before it hits the airwaves or print. Log on to MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's news leader. No ink on your fingers, no remote to click. MidHudsonNews.com.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Walt Baby Love. I want you to join me on WTBQ every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for praise and worship. I'll give you the number for the Faith phone line on gospel tracks with yours truly. Who? Walt Baby Love.
WTBQ.
And welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. I'm here with Frank Borelli and my wife, Ann Feller. We've covered a lot of information, and I want to remind our listening audiences that, again, if you have any questions on the things that we've been discussing, please call our offices. I'll just give you the A&T at the Rockland office. It's 845-638-4342. Our Orange office is 845, area code 561-7900. And of course, our Kingston office is 845-331-7868. Or you could just Google A&T Healthcare. We have our website there that you can find the information. I know we've been covering a lot of stuff. And just like with the information that has been going on. Frank, I thought you could summarize, but could you tell us how long has A&T been servicing your mother?
Oh, wow. Has to be at least 30 years, probably.
Oh, my God.
25 years.
Wow.
Well, we're just 30 years old.
It must be. You must have been right in the beginning. You guys.
Whoa.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, sometime, just going back, I'm graduating.
You said you were going to college.
I'm going to my 30-year reunion this year. So that was 30 years ago. And I know you guys were on the job around that time. That's about when...
Okay.
When
Tony first started the...
Yeah, so it was right in the beginning.
We're family-owned and operated, agency, and that's always very important.
Well, you mentioned family, and I think that's what makes the connection between A&T and our family work so well, because we do stay involved, and we're not just handing off our loved one, our mom, to you. We're there, too.
Right.
All because somebody's there to do some of the care, that just means that we know we have someone doing it the right way, and we have backup while we're not there. That doesn't mean we've moved away from doing a lot of these things ourselves also. And I think when there's the family involvement that we have, it makes it easy for the aide, the home care worker, the registered nurse, whoever comes in, to do their job. And I really would encourage families that use services of a company like A&T Healthcare or others, that they stay involved. They participate in those meetings that you mentioned before, when you come into the home and you do an evaluation of the home and what's needed. Because you know what? That's what's critical. Because if you don't participate, you're not involved, then you don't know what the right care to give to your loved one is, or what they should have. And I think that's what makes our relationship with your firm work so well, because we do stay involved. And as a result, we couldn't really have a better way. And I think, to sum it up for me, A&T Healthcare has allowed our family to enjoy life the way we want to with our mom, with my mom, because it was never a burden. It was never an issue. We got the right care. We got the professional service we needed to help us. Mm-hmm. And we went on our life. We did everything the way we always did it.
Wow. And pretty much your mom did, too.
And she did. And that's where we're so blessed.
And continues to.
Mom's 77. My mother's 77.
God bless her. God bless her.
With MS all these years.
Great.
Great. One point I always want to remember when we're talking about caregivers is that you always have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. I've seen this several times in my career, is that sometimes they may be caring for a loved one, and then they're not eating, they're not sleeping, they're not seeing their doctor, but they're doing everything to care for that person. And I've seen this on two or three different instances where they become more ill than the person that they're caring for. So always remember, I know we talked about a healthy lifestyle. Pay attention. Don't think, hey, this goes with the turf. I'm supposed to not get sleep. I'm supposed to not eat right. No, wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay? If you're not there, then you can't care for your loved ones. So you have to make sure that you are caring for yourself. And that's always important. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Peter's going to let me do the 5 points
that's
today.
Right. I've been talking it up, but really, Frank, Frank is speaking from the heart, and I love that. It's very, very good. Go ahead.
So 5 points for someone who is selecting a home care agency, important things to know: shop for your home care agency, call around, get some personal references, find out what the cost is, how does the home care agency screen potential employees, how does the agency assure continuity of care, and of course, how do I reach the agency? Are they available 24/7? And we are available 24/7. There's always a nurse on call. I want to also talk a little bit about May 6th through May 12th is Nurse Recognition Week, and we are hoping and planning that you can be involved, and we would love to have you participate by submitting your story about a nurse or a family member's story about a nurse, or even just the name of a nurse who made a difference to you or your family member. We'd like to recognize them on the air and maybe reward some nurses with a gift or prize drawing during our May 7th show. You can do that by calling WTBQ at 845-651-1110, or you can text 845-397-7743. Remember, that's Nurse Recognition Week, Nurse Rec and Nurses Week.
That's right. Nurses, that's who we are. I also want to give another plug. Next Friday, really to coincide with our our show for today, is that it's a roadmap to caregivers empowerment. And what it is is that it's going to be on Friday, April 24th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the VFW Hall in East Chester on Route 9W in Kingston. And again, there's no charge, but
we're getting a motion that we have a phone call.
We have a phone call. Yes. Yes. We have a phone call.
Hello, Peter.
Yes.
This is Margaret from A&T. I just wanted to call in and say to Frank, I'm sorry I couldn't be there this morning, but your family, your father, yourself, and your siblings are amazing, and all the things that you've done, you know, to keep your mom at home through the years, you've just done an amazing job. So I just wanted to thank you for being on the show this morning and talking about A&T, and we really appreciate, like, being able to help you out through the years, but we wanted to thank you.
Well, Margaret, thanks for calling, but it's really thank you. And thank your mom for starting this wonderful agency that's helped our family. Thank you.
You've made an A&T part of your family.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. That was great. That was great. No, really, I mean, we do appreciate with your busy schedule, Frank. Going back to that conference, the roadmap to caregivers empowerment, I'm going to be one of the speakers at it. And what am I going to be talking about? I'm going to be talking about doing proper body mechanics when we're doing transfers. So we are on radio now, and I guess we can't use a show on doing transfers because of
that's
one of the downsides of radio.
Yes,
definitely visual.
But again, that would be one of the things that would be covered. And again, we'll be talking about it again like next week because it is next Friday. But again, it's a roadmap to caregivers empowerment because of what you are you know, as far as like being a caregiver and what you can expect in different ways of making things better.
Now, next week, we are planning to have two very skilled registered nurses, Casey and Joan, from A&T. They're both directors of patient services. And we'd like to talk a little bit about high-tech nursing in the home. What is it? IVs, vents, tube feedings, pediatric care, and private duty nursing.
Okay, and that's the amazing thing about the technology. It's going to be a great show, and this has been a wonderful show. As I said, it's a big decision and everything, but again, A&T is available if you have any questions as to what would be the best way of doing it. But I just want to, you know, thank everyone for listening, and again, if you have any ideas as to what
topics
different
you
topics
hear
you may
about,
want to have,
if you'd like to us to repeat some of the things that we've talked about in the past, that would be, you know, we'd be willing to and happy
Did
to
Did you have
that.
Any suggestions, Frank, as far as topics that may go on? you've been so helpful.
Thank
Nolan.
You, Frank. We appreciate you coming on, and I think it's important.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And
okay.
It's easy to talk about it.
It is.
No, again, but we're A&T Healthcare, and you know, we're here for you. We're here to educate you, and this is Health Matters, and we're broadcasting live. As you can see, it's live from 10 to 11 every Thursday, and it's something that has been.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
I don't believe it.
I know.
I think it's a tease, but
good.
I do want to mention again that we are always accepting applications for RNs, LPNs, home health aides, personal care aides, full, part-time, and per diem. You can give us a call at our Newburgh office, 561-7900, or our New City branch, 638-4342. Kingston is 323-7868. And certainly we'll be having training classes, so pay attention.
Okay, so we're all out of time, but stay healthy because your health matters. And to you, your loved ones and friends, all the best, and we'll see you next week for Health Matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, guys.